Rosie Manjas is Coquitlam's newest trustee for School District 43. Manjas won a special by-election held Saturday, February 22, with 696 votes. That's more than four times the 149 votes received by her nearest rival, Frank Dew, according to preliminary results posted late Saturday night. Dana Ebtekar was third, with 142 votes, Candace Knoll had 137 votes and Nash Malani received 45 votes. Official results will be released Monday, February 24. The 1,189 total valid votes cast represents just 1.15% of 101,868 eligible voters. Manjas is an interventional radiology technologist in the medical imaging department at Royal Columbian Hospital in New Westminster. Over the past 5 years, she's been the president of SD43's District Parents Advisory Council, DPAC, for 3 years, its vice president as well as its health and safety coordinator. Prior to that, Manjas was the chair of the Parents Advisory Council at Smiling Creek Elementary School. This was her first run for public office. Manjas had the support of several established local political figures, including Coquitlam Millardville MLA Jennifer Blatherwick and Coquitlam Burke Mountain MLA Jody Wickens, Coquitlam councillors Terry Towner, Matt Johnlick and Craig Hodge, Mayor Richard Stewart and South Dakota 43 Board Chair Michael Thomas. During her campaign, Manjas said she would work with the province to see new schools get built in the district to accommodate its growing population. She said she's also an advocate for improving resources to support education assistants and teachers as well as to address bullying. By fostering open communication and valuing their expertise, I aim to ensure teachers have the tools and support they need to help students thrive, Manjas said. The by-election was held to replace the seat vacated by Blatherwick after she was elected to the provincial legislature last October 19. Megaphone, got an opinion on this story or any others in the Tri-Cities? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to newsroom@tricitynews.com. Cell phone with arrow, want to stay updated on Coquitlam, Port Moody, Anmore and Belcarra News? Sign up for our free daily newsletter. Speech balloon, words missing in an article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.